What was I thinking when Jesus was washing my feet? Here it is. I realized for the very first time in my life that God could do something way more than I ever had experienced. I actually never thought that would be true. I believed in that moment that God was going with the 12 that were gathered there, God was going to do something powerful throughout the world. And I never believed it until I was there and Jesus washed my feet. I'm Philip. Now, a little background about me. I actually grew up with Andrew and Peter. I could tell you some dirt about them when they were growing up, actually. But what you need to know about me is that I'm a bean counter. I like procedure. I like detail. I like policy. That's the way I took care of things. You know that moment that Andrew was talking about feeding the 5,000 and that sort of thing? That was indicative of what happened with Jesus and the disciples. See, they would come up with these wild plans. It was ridiculous. I was the one who told them to calm down and think about practical considerations. So that time we had the feeding of the 5,000, yeah, Andrew's plan, what a plan that was. A little boy, fish and loaves, ridiculous. My plan was very calculated. You can read about it in the Gospels. I counted all the money up. It was about 240 denarii. A denarius, one denarius, amounted to a person's wage each day. 240 denarii. So my calculator came out, and this is what I was thinking in the moment. With one denarius, we could buy about 12 wheat loaves, but then I realized, well, let's be a little cheaper and we'll spread the food a little bit. We could buy barley loaves. We could get 20 of them. What a great plan. And then we could split those in half. But then I realized that we could only feed about 2,000 of the 5,000 people. So I told Jesus, the plan's not going to work. Let's send everyone home. I had calculated, you see. You know what plan Jesus chose? Andrew's plan. How ridiculous. There was another moment too, plans, procedures, protocols. I was good at them. Some Greeks, they were kind of known as barbarians, came to visit Jesus, and they came to me to introduce them to Jesus. Did they know what they were asking and requesting in that moment? Did they know our protocol and procedures? No. So I pulled out the policy manual of the disciples. Policy 1A 3Z says this, I have come only for the lost sheep of Israel. I explained to these Greeks and barbarians, no way. Did you read the policy manual? Then I pulled out policy 3Z F5. It says this, do not go the way of the Gentiles. I was good with procedures. I did not introduce them to Jesus. I'm proud of that. Guess who did? Andrew. He went and introduced them to Jesus. Man, what a crazy guy. Policies, procedures, protocol. You know, I changed that night that Jesus washed my feet. Because it didn't calculate that my Lord and Master would serve me and clean my feet. That wasn't in my policy manual. We were supposed to serve him, yet there he was serving me. And see, in that moment, forever I changed. I realized procedures, policies, protocol were important, but God's love was bigger. God's love is bigger for you too. And I want you to live that way in your life as well. Thanks for letting me share with you. And what a powerful moment that was. From that moment on, I shared Jesus until I was put to death.
sin, your deep affliction. The shameful cause has been of your crucifixion. Let me view your pain and loss with repentant giving, nor prepare again your cross by unholy living. May I give you love for love. Give me, O my Savior, that I may in heaven above sing your praise forever.